actionable. This is the yes group of items, stuff about which something needs to be done. Typical examples range from an email requesting your participation in a corporate service project on such and such a date to the notes in your in-basket from your face-to-face meeting with the group vice president about a significant new project that involves hiring an outside consultant. Two things need to be determined about each actionable item. One, what project or outcome have you committed to? And two, what's the next action required? If it's about a project, you need to capture that outcome on a projects list. That will be the stake in the ground that reminds you you have an open loop. A weekly review of the list, which we'll describe in more detail later, will bring this item back to you as something that's still outstanding. It will stay fresh and alive in your management system until it is completed or eliminated. What's the next action? This is the critical question for anything you've collected. If you answer it appropriately, you'll have the key substantive thing to organize. The next action is the next physical, visible activity that needs to be engaged in order to move the current reality toward completion. Some examples of next actions might be: call Fred regarding the telephone number for the garage he recommended. Draft thoughts for the budget meeting agenda. Talk to Angela about the filing system we need to set up. Research database management software on the web. These are all real physical activities that need to happen. Reminders of these will become the primary grist for the mill of your personal productivity management system. Do it, delegate it, or defer it. Once you've decided on the next action, you have three options. 1. Do it. If an action will take less than 2 minutes, it should be done at the moment it is defined. 2. Delegate it. If the action will take longer than 2 minutes, ask yourself, am I the right person to do this? If the answer is no, delegate it to the appropriate entity. 3. Defer it. If the action will take longer than 2 minutes and you are the right person to do it, you will have to defer acting on it until later and track it on one or more next actions lists.